Greetings. This is news and a view from the Gunflint Trail. What a difference a week can make. Early March in the Gunflint Wild was calm compared to a couple weeks ago. There's been no new snow in this neighborhood, as if we needed more, but this week's report begins with a temperature cold as if it were January. So with month three being meteorologically touted as the first of the spring season, the deep white of the landscape and mercury buried below zero doesn't match up in this part of the world. Speaking more of March character, this is the month of the Ojibwe crust on the snow full moon. And crusty it is, since the white stuff was packed nearly hard as concrete during the recent blizzard. In trekking around the neighborhood, I found it not supportive enough to keep me from sinking to the waist in most places. While struggling to free myself for the next step, however, I had plenty of time to examine faint tracks of small to medium-sized animal prints easily staying topside of the crystal surface. I'm guessing this will be a tough winter for whitetails and others heavy enough to sink more than belly-deep in the stuff of which winters are known. Nevertheless, as we Americans push the issue on most everything, spring is being advanced in spite of our atmospheric conditions, with the onset of daylight savings time. Yep, it's that time of year when we spring the clock ahead. It seems like we just fell back into the state of being real. Where have all the minutes, days, and months gone? First suggested by Ben Franklin in 1784 as a joke, this frivolous act of playing games with the sun happens early this coming Sunday morning. So don't forget to adjust those clocks before retiring Saturday evening. Before we turn the clock ahead, though, one can get some great cross-country skiing in real time by heading up to Gunflint Lodge tonight and Saturday for some candlelight swooshing on those marvelous trails. Beginning at 4 p.m., it should be beautiful as the sun gives way to darkness over the quiet white landscape. With some residents suffering from cabin fever during these dog days of winter, there's a chance to get out for a little fun and maybe some sun in the mid-trail area come Sunday. Appropriately named, the dog days are being celebrated with man's best friend on Poplar Lake at Trail Center Lodge. There'll be three classes of mushing derbies with 4, 6, and 8 dog courses open for all levels of musher skill. These begin at 11 a.m. with the 8-dog class. Registration is from 8 to 10. Then at 2 p.m., ski-joring races will commence. There will be both 2- and 5-mile courses with a maximum of 2 dogs per skier, both open to skate skiing or classic. Ski-joring registration runs from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. The day's activities are very kid and spectator-friendly, and as always, the extraordinary mid-trail organizer hostess, Cheryl Hamilton, will have a bonfire, hot dogs, marshmallows, s'mores, cocoa, and maple snow cones, adding to the festivities. All the Gunflint community is invited out to enjoy the fun. However, organizers ask that pets be left at home unless they are competitors. Reflecting on last Saturday's trout fishing derby, the event on West Bearskin Lake was a big success once again, with several trout pulled through the ice. The winning catch was somewhere over 11 pounds, with the top three places all exceeding 10 pounds. 75 entered the competition, and it was a fun day under sunny skies in spite of a biting cold wind. Many thanks to the Ridge Riders Snowmobile Club for their organization, and to those who plowed out lake ice roads for access. On a closing note, members both old and new stepped up since we last met to complete another successful funding drive. The little community radio station that could did it again, with great support from our dedicated listeners. The board of directors, hardworking staff, and ever-present volunteers are sincerely grateful for the never-ending love extended during these important sustaining events. The Wide World WTIP goal was met. Hurrah! And kudos to all involved. For WTIP, this is Wildersmith on the Gunflint Trail, where every day is great as we celebrate the fifth consecutive month of winter ambiance.